Greetings, friends. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He's a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Know that if this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, don't think it's an accident, because it's not. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and He's pursuing His plan with you this day. Going forward, and he has a choice word for you. So listen up, pay attention, draw close to Him. He'll draw close to you. That's the goodness of God. He loves you more than I could possibly tell you or share with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. When you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, invite Him into your life, your pathway to victory, you're on the way. That's it. You know, stay in the way is my best advice I can give for you. He is the way. Jesus is the truth. He is the life. No one gets to the Father except through Him. There's many lies that have been told over the million or hundreds or tens of thousands, or not even over the last several millennia, let me put it that way, thousands of years, and have led men astray. But Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He did what was necessary for your sake so that you could get back into right standing with our Father God in heaven, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit, and live the victorious life that He purchased for you at Calvary. And when you go forward with Him, and you take His word with you and start using His word, which is Jesus Himself, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Everything that was not made without Him. Everything that was made, it was Him that did the making as He was spoken over into that circumstance, into that situation. So he is the Word of God, and your words, when you receive Him as Lord and Savior, you become a citizen of the kingdom of God. You're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. That word that you speak and start speaking into your circumstance, into your situation, goes before you, and it will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Blessed be His holy name. You know, speaking of blessing, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I'll bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, as I forget not all His benefits. So many people are looking from the government to provide their benefits for Him. What about these poor people in the government who no longer have jobs because their departments have shown to be wasteful? Hey, God has a plan for you. He'll take you through with it, and it's way better than being on somebody else's benefit plan. You know, His benefits are that He forgives all your sins, He heals all your diseases, He redeems your life from destruction, He crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, He fills your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And the older you get, the more you like that particular benefit. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He who the sun sets free people is free indeed. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Yes, He's gracious unto you, and loving and caring, and long-suffering. Blessed be His holy name. So the benefits that you want in life are the benefits that He provides for you. Know that, and take it to heart, and go forward with that message and start pursuing Him. On our website, there's where all of our particulars are. How do you contact us at Touched by Him Ministries? touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. Either one of those titles. If you type that into your browser, it'll take you to our website. At the bottom of the website on the left-hand side is our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. People want to know when they want to support us financially because we've been a blessing to them. And God will bless you, man. When Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And, you know, you can expect it now, your return. When you give into God's kingdom, just consider it like seed that you sow in the ground to grow vegetables or to grow a crop. It'll produce for you. And when you sow money, it'll bring money back into your life as well. And once you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, and then you also commit to His plan for financial prosperity, which includes giving. It's the tithe and the offerings over and above the tithe. And in that, if you're a tither, He opens up the windows of heaven for you to pour out such blessing that there's not room enough to contain it. And also, He rebukes the devourer who goes around trying to damage your crop the whole time it's coming to fruition. He rebukes the devourer for your sake, and so your crop, your harvest, your financial harvest won't fall from the vine before its time, and it'll come back to you. And Jesus said, when you give, that includes your tithe, but over and above the tithe, any offerings that you give, it'll be measured back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall other men give into your bosom. You know, the financial system that really governs and rules the world is God's system. And you have to join in it and participate in it in faith, just like when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth Jesus is Lord. Once you make Him your Lord of your life, you start doing the things He tells you to do. You start saying the things He tells you to say. Stop doing the things He tells you not to do, and stop saying those things that you aren't to say. And then He will go before you, and His word will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. That's the promise of it. That's discipleship. That's what that part's all about. And then you can throw yourself into the word and study it on a daily basis. I read the Bible through yearly. I start in the beginning. I like that where I start on January 1. I start in the book of Genesis 1, chapter 1. And by the time I get to December 31st of that same year, I'm at the book of Revelation, at the last sentence of the book of Revelation. So anyway, but also in addition to that, I do my regular readings, you know, for ministerial purposes. And you know, it's important for you to understand the most important, when Jesus gave the word of the parable in Mark chapter 4, you should read that. And then verse 13 of chapter 4, when the disciples came back to Him and questioned Him about it, His parable, and He said unto them, know ye not this parable? And know how then will you know all parables? The sower sows the word. And you got to understand something in your life, Christian. Where you are in your life right now is a combination of the things that you have believed in and act upon and declared going forward. And when you do that, it's going to bear result. And ultimately the result is, you're going to end up in the place where you thought you were going, or you're not. And when you believe in and act on lies or things that you thought you understood in faith, believing, it still doesn't keep it from being a lie, and you end up someplace else other than where you thought you were going. But you can get all that straight and get all that right with God by just, again, discipling yourself, getting after His word, renewing your mind to it daily, and applying it to your life. So you can have the victory and live in Christ Jesus like never before once you hook up with Him, because the earth and all that is in it is His. All the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills, it's all the Lord's. And all this great shaking that's going on right now is the promise of the shaking that God said, one more time, I will shake both heaven and earth. And that is the case right now of what is going on. And as He's that same moment, He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. And that outpouring of His Spirit everywhere from here on out isn't going to stop until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just like the waters cover the seas throughout the entire earth. blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. So anyway, on our website, you can find our mailing address. Our phone number is 970-314-4077. Call us if you want some information. Leave your question. If you get voicemail, leave your question. Leave your prayer request. Definitely leave your prayer request. You know, just and we'll start praying for you immediately, even though we haven't talked yet on the phone. And if you leave us a way in which we can get back in contact with you, we'll call you back, we'll stay at it until we hook up on phone, we'll pray for you. You know, and you can tell us more specifically about what's going on, and the reason that you were motivated to call. Also, you can email us praywithme@tbhm.org. And again, all this information at our website. Just type in tbhm.org in your browser, or touchedbyhim.org on your browser, and it'll take us to the homepage of our website. And at the bottom of that homepage is our email address, praywithme@tbhm.org. So there you go. Also, as you're listening to this broadcast today, realize if you're listening over the radio, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime, and we always break into the message before it's completed. Go to our website, go to tbhm.org, and then click on the media page, and the media page will take you to the current radio week that you're listening to this broadcast over the airwaves. And go to radio week. This week will be 6/15/2025. Go there and listen to the message and feed yourself on it. Listen to it more than one time. You know, I always recommend 3 or 4 times to get it right down into your spirit on a weekly basis, and then so you can apply it to your life. My prayer every day when I go, before I do these broadcasts weekly, I pray every day from the time I go to bed at night to the time I wake up in the morning to the time my feet hit the ground to the time I go to bed again, I'm listening to what the Lord wants me to say for this next broadcast. So he has something for you, people. I wouldn't have been on the radio for 20 plus years if it weren't true. These messages weren't needed or required required listening for those out there who listen to it or have the potential to listen to it and keep coming back after they hear it the first time. God's bringing more and more people to our radio broadcast and to our website. The full page on our media page, when you hear the broadcast there, it'll say Radio Week 6/15/2025. But when you click on that, you'll hear the entire message, no interruption, because we're not limited on time there, and we put the whole broadcast up. Plus, you have previous weeks to go through. Highly recommend that you listen to all those broadcasts too on a regular basis, because it's always a now kind of word that God's providing for you, how to provide it and do it in your life and going forward with that in victory, great victory. So, you know, there's your way in which you can find out as much about us as you want. Also, we have for the new believer out there, if you're a new believer, you've never been saved, you can go to the page where it says prayer of salvation, say the prayer there heartfelt, and you'll be born again, translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and you can go forward again with that victory that's in Christ Jesus. And once you get saved, and if you've said that prayer that we put up on the webpage, on the prayer of salvation page, if you've prayed that prayer out loud in sincerity, believing, God will know it, and you need to go out and tell somebody. So tell us here at the ministry, because once you confess Jesus as Lord before others by telling them, I just said the sinner's prayer, you know, I've invited Christ into my life and I'm now born again, once you tell somebody that you've done that, it seals the deal. You know, if you're faithful and just to confess him before others, Jesus himself is faithful and just to confess you before the Father. And man, you're swept into the kingdom of God, and it's all good. God has nothing but good things planned for you. I tell you, you know, the devil's always out there trying to keep you from getting your victory. You know, he's always after you to prevent it. But, you know, all you need is faith in God. And if you'll stand on his word and his promises, which are all yes and amen, you're going to have your victory. And even though it looks like everything's coming to the end and you're going down, you know, when you've done everything, you take on the whole armor of God, knowing what his word says, that and strengthen yourself to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, you stand, will have your victory. I can, especially in a financial realm, I was believing God. I found myself, you know, and I was a tither and a giver over and above the tithe. And I was in church one day, and This is a long time ago, and I was self-employed. I was a businessman, and I was believing God for this money. I got some work in. I did the work. I provided the goods and the services to this company, and more than one company. And actually, they were all my payments suddenly became withheld from them. The enemy was just stirring them up to keep them from paying from me. You know, and I'd talked with the customers, and they'd promised me all these things that were in the mail and all that kind of answer. But yet, you know, I was getting down to the nubbins. I had nothing left in my checking account. I couldn't write another check, as a matter of fact, because if I did, it would have bounced. And I had like $9 in my pocket, and I was in church on Sunday, and I was thinking to myself, as they were making an offering, I'd already been tithed up, but I still could make an offering. And as the offering basket came around, the enemy was speaking to me. He says, "Well, I got you all now, because you can't even take your family out to dinner after breakfast here, or you barely have enough money to even provide money to take your family out to get something after church, you know." And he was just ragging on me like that. The enemy was talking to me through my mind, trying to get to me. And when the offering bucket came around, I did have like $9 left in my name. And I took the whole $9 and I sewed it in the basket. And anyway, short story, next morning I get home. This is Sunday. So the next morning we go home after church Sunday. Next morning I go out to the mailbox, and all the money was all there that was owed me was there in the mailbox. And you know, it was only by today's standards, it was a small amount of money. It was like $25,000 total, but it was everything I had in my name at that time. And so God brought all that money in. You know, he saw my actions, and he stand. When you've done all else to stand, you stand. And when you make your stand, God will come through for you. So, you know, he's not a man that he can lie. All of his promises are yes and amen. And there's nothing but comes from victory for living in Christ Jesus. You know, and when you trust God with your money, you're really getting into the high life that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So anyway, that's our website. And right now, we've just came out of the season, or we've just gone through the season of Pentecost, where the day of Pentecost is fully come. And now we're living in that time of the former and the latter rain combined in one month, where God's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And, you know, if you want to really embrace the holy fire of God, you got to lay it all out there before him. You know, it is time for us to lay everything on the altar and embrace the holy fire of God's presence. And when we worship him and we're thanking him for all that he's done for us, boy, the Holy Spirit comes in like a mighty rushing wind, and we must present a mind that is clean and holy, consecrated to him. You got to get away from all the worldly ways of doing things. And like David, our cry must be, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." That's Psalm 51, verse 10. And when we do, we'll discover that the Lord transforms our worldly mind into a spiritual mind, and his mind the spiritual mind. So the Apostle Paul contrasts the natural mind with the spiritual mind. The natural mind, corrupted by sin, is dulled and darkened to spiritual things, however brilliant it may be in its own natural sphere. I mean, and all that great intellectual people become without God are intellectual barbarians. There are many intellectually brilliant people who haven't a clue regarding spiritual realities, and they are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. It takes a spiritual mind to comprehend spiritual truths. And Paul goes so far as to say that it's impossible for the natural mind to comprehend the things of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, Paul put it this way, "But the natural mind does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You know, and the carnal mind is always at war with God, enmity against God. And when you renew your mind daily and on a daily basis to God's word, and you know, when you wake every morning, you awake to righteousness so that you can sin not. You give yourself a little time in the word before you get the rest of your day going, and then you start going forward in your day. And God, when you make time for God every day, especially in that early morning hour, seek the Lord early in the day, and he'll be found. You'll find him, and then he'll go into you with go in into your day with you, and you'll get more than everything that you plan to get done done, and everything that's certainly important to be done done. And when you it's all done at the end, you know, you can't even you look back on the day and you're amazed at how much you did get done, and that you did get it all done. And you know, I always tell people this: when you make time for God, God makes time for you. He made time, you know, and you were born into one half of one dimension of times, but God's not you know, he's not limited to that. You know, he's up on the Y coordinate, the X coordinate, looking down from his position. He sees your date of birth and going forward. That's what you are. That's what you know. You're born on one day and you go forward. You can't go backwards, you know. But with God, he looks it up from the Y coordinate down on your life, and he can see the end from the beginning, from his perch. And you know, he'll make the way for you. And when you embrace that and go forward with that, and all these things that I'm sharing with you on this broadcast, he's getting into your life with you. And if you are in small business or in big business out there, that you are a owner, you know, with God on your side, you know, you're always going to get to your destination. I always have this little placard that I got, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe, well, maybe even 40 years ago now. But it says, the man who walks with God always gets to his destination. And you see, a man who is diligent in his work, he'll stand before kings and not unknown men. And you know, that's the truth. When you do it, you'll be surprised in even your little old business, you know, how far God will take you if you trust him with your money and you give him his portion of all your earnings. You know, that tithe is a 10% of all your increase. And then when you give over and above the tithe, that there's no limit on all the giving that you can give into God, because you can't outgive him. But he sees it all, because, and when you trust God with your money and he sees that, he knows that you're all in. So, you know, as you do that, you start reaping the reward that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So, you know, as contradictory as it may seem, many true children of God remain dominated for the most part by the laws of their natural or carnal minds. One reason the church struggles so much today is because many Christians still think like the world, and thoughts give birth to actions. And for example, some say, I won't believe it until I see it. This is the exact opposite of a spiritual mindset. When Martha warned Jesus of the stench that that would result if Lazarus's tomb was opened, Jesus declared, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" That's John 11:40. Martha was looking and thinking from a carnal perspective. Jesus changed her viewpoint by raising her brother from the dead. And the natural mind says, "If I see, I will believe." But the spiritual mind says, "I believe, I will see." Many of you are suffering from sickness and disease out there. You know, Jesus went to the cross. He took a beating for you on the way to the cross so that by his stripes you are healed. You were healed 2,000 years ago when he went to the cross. And since then, you've been healed. And even before you were born, you were healed. And your life is to be healed. And I don't care what any medicine says about you. God is paid the price for your health and your healing anew again today, and all you have to do is stand on it, and you will see your healing. You know, those who wait upon the Lord, many of you, you know, need strength. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You'll mount up with wings like eagles. You'll run and not grow weary. You'll walk and not faint. There's a new uplifting current that's coming from into the body of Christ from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and it's raising you up to new levels of energy. You know, I know all these people are looking on YouTube for all these sources from vitamins, and there's some truth, natural truth in that, and all these different compounds that you need to be doing. And yes, there's truth in that, but you know, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And until you learn to put that first, all that other stuff isn't going to do you any good. But God is revealing things to you. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. And some days, you know, in my life when I was just so tired all the time and everything was coming at me in so many different directions, so much going on between my work and my family and trying to do all the right things and all the godly things. And you know, and then the pressure that comes from living in Christ Jesus, because the enemy, he's come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's always doing his best to try to take you down. Those wars in your mind, that those fiery darts that get fired across your mind, which are lies, you know, from the pit of hell that says you're not going to make it. You know, you got to learn to say no to those lies and stand on God's word. And when you've done all else and stand, you're going to have your breakthrough. Jesus told us, speak to your mountains, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. So many people have problems with the spiritual force of faith because it takes believing to see. You're pulling out of an unseen realm manifestation into the natural realm, and so you have to have faith. You have to have the spiritual force of faith working for you. You have to have the word of God going to work for you, your understanding of that, of the word of God, and how you speak it into your circumstance, into your situation. Like Jesus said, speak to your mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Do not doubt, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. And when you know God's word, God's will, God's way, and you speak it into your life circumstances, you're going to have your victory no matter what the enemy tries to do. And then ultimately, you know, when you resist the devil by standing on God's word and his promises and enforcing it by your insistence to stay with it, the devil flees, you know, because it's his very existence depends upon it. You know, he's escaping for his very existence. That word flee, he's getting out of your way. So Paul clearly recognized our desperate need for a spirit enlightened mind, praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. And that mighty power was when he raised Jesus from the dead. That's Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. Only in his light can we see light. So when you're doing it his way, carrying out, you know, going about living your life his way, which is the right way and the only way, you're going to have victory all the way. So for with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. That's Psalm 36, verse 9. And we should cry out to God for spiritual eyes to see what we believe, even as we seek each day to walk in the light of his revealed word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, I remind myself of that almost every single day when I'm thinking about God and his word, and as my day begins, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So a lot of times I don't know exactly what the day is going to bring, but you know, I'm confident in what it does bring, because whatever I have to encounter and deal with, I know he's there with me in it. He's always got your back, people. Learn to lean upon him and not your own understanding. And, you know, even in the times when stuff happens to you that you didn't even see coming, God knew it was coming, and he takes care of it, and he makes the way out for you when it doesn't seem any way, or you're not too sure how to react. And by the end of the event, when it's all over, said and done with, he got you to react in all the right ways. That's the beauty of the Holy Spirit. Oh, goodness, what a lovely God we serve. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, he has come to lead us and guide us into all truth. And it's just like the day of Pentecost, you know, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, and he poured out his spirit on all flesh, and it appeared unto the disciples in the upper room there as like cloven tongues of fire. That's how he can be with you in your life daily. You know, he leads you and guides you into all truth, and he gets you going forward and gets you always to make the right move. He's with you in every instance. He's with you in every circumstance, and he sees it coming for your sake. So, understand this, no matter how intellectually brilliant some people may seem to you, we cannot understand even the simplest concepts of God without being enlightened, or without the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. So A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And that's Ezekiel 36, verse 26. So the knowledge of spiritual things does not come by intellectual effort. Rather, it comes only by divine revelation. This is why when Peter declares to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." God desires is for all his children to possess a spiritual mind, and he has given us the capacity through the indwelling Holy Spirit. So you also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not your name or your manna from them, and gave water for their thirst. That's Nehemiah 9, verse 20. It's amazing what he can do when you're in the wilderness, people. God can provide for you. Nothing's too hard for him. He can make food appear right out of the sky, or he can make water come out of a rock. What Jesus said to his disciples applies also to us. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So as you're listening to this message today, he's speaking to you. Do you want to cultivate your spiritual mind? Then immerse yourself in God's word. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed and keeping watch on himself according to your word, conforming his life to it. With my whole heart have I sought you, inquiring for and of you, and yearning for you. Oh, let me not wander or step aside, either in ignorance or willfully, from your commandments, from your words. Your word have I laid up in my heart, that I may not sin against you. That's Psalm, people, 119, verses 9 through 11. Read that many times for yourself in the coming days. Pray for revelation and ask the Spirit of God to open your eyes to behold awesome things from heavenly realms. I do that nightly. When I hit the sack with my head, I'm always asking the Lord for, you know, give me, you know, ears to hear, eyes to see. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Father, as I sleep. My natural man is crashing out here, Lord, but my spiritual man, he's wide awake. And download into me something new that I can focus on and help share with other to other people. Then Elisha prayed, "Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the young man's eye, and he saw and beheld a mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The servant of Elisha thought it was over with, because by men, he was looking at the natural world and couldn't see what was going on in the spiritual realm. So Elisha asked the Lord to open up his eyes so he could see what was going on. And, you know, he realized that there's nothing to fret here. There's more of us here going against the enemy than there's the enemy coming against us. There's nothing wrong with intellectual knowledge and pursuit. God gave us our mind and expects us to use it. However, we should never depend on mere human intellectual wisdom to advance us in the realm of the Holy Spirit. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole truth, full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. That's John 16 and 13. And here's the promise as we end the message today. You will keep him in perfect peace. The Lord will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord, because that person trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Boy, that's another way of getting strong again, people. You know, when you trust in the Lord forever, for Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.